Scale grew up in a bakery.
The bakery, Hearth and Loaves, on the main square of the town of Measure, had been in her family for 4 generations. Her great-grandmother had founded it. Her grandmother had expanded it. Her mother had modernized it.
Scale, by the time she was 12, was the 4th-generation baker and was already, by the bakery's standards, unusually responsible. She kneaded dough at 6 in the morning. She managed the apprentices at 14. By 16, she was running the daytime shop while her mother handled the kitchen. What Scale loved most about the bakery, however, was not the bread or the customers or even the warm smell of the oven at dawn, though she loved all of those.
What I loved most was the recipe. The bakery's master recipe, written in her great-grandmother's hand on a yellowing piece of parchment kept in a wooden box, was for 1 loaf.
The recipe specified, in her great-grandmother's careful script,
2 cups of flour, 1 cup of water, 1 spoonful of salt, 1 spoonful of yeast. Knead until smooth. Bake 1 hour at hot as the oven can be.
That was the whole recipe for 1 loaf.
But Scale rarely made just 1 loaf. The bakery sold dozens every morning. The recipe was for 1. The bakery needed 40.
I had to scale the recipe up. If 1 loaf used 2 cups of flour, then 40 loaves used 40 times 2 cups of flour, 80 cups of flour. If 1 loaf used 1 cup of water, then 40 loaves used 40 cups of water. The same factor, 40, multiplied every ingredient.
This was the principle Scale discovered when she was 9, the first morning her mother had let her scale a recipe on her own.
I had been told to bake 20 loaves. I had the recipe in front of me. 20 loaves was 20 times the recipe. 20 times 2 cups of flour was 40 cups of flour. 20 times 1 cup of water was 20 cups of water. 20 spoonfuls of salt, 20 spoonfuls of yeast.
I measured everything out. I kneaded, I baked. 20 loaves came out of the oven, all exactly the same as the single loaf from the recipe. This was the load-bearing realization. When you scale a recipe, or any ratio, by a single factor, every part of the recipe must be scaled by the same factor. 2 cups of flour to 1 cup of water is a ratio of 2 to 1. 80 cups of flour to 40 cups of water is also a ratio of 2 to 1. The numbers are larger. The relationship is the same.
This is what equivalent ratios are. 2 to 1 and 4 to 2 and 6 to 3 and 100 to 50 are all the same ratio. They all describe the same relationship, twice as much flour as water. The amounts change. The relationship does not.
When Scale was 19, she was invited to teach at the Ratio Realm Academy. The academy master, a thoughtful older woman named Proportion, visited the bakery one afternoon.
I have heard you can scale recipes. We need a teacher of equivalent ratios.
Equivalent ratios are recipes scaled by the same number. The flour and the water both multiply by the same factor. 20 loaves uses 20 times the recipe. 40 loaves uses 40 times.
That is exactly what equivalent ratios are. You are appointed.
Scale has been the Academy's teacher of equivalent ratios for 15 years. She still carries her great-grandmother's recipe with her to every class. She begins every first day lesson the same way.
This is a recipe. 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of water. It makes 1 loaf. If I want to make 2 loaves, what do?
I double the flour. I double the water. 4 cups of flour, 2 cups of water.
the ratio is still 2:1. I scaled both parts by 2. If I want to make 10 loaves, I scale by 10. 20 cups of flour, 10 cups of water. The ratio is still 2:1. That is equivalent ratios. The numbers grow. The relationship stays. Whatever you do to one part of the ratio, you must do to the other. It is the same principle that runs the bakery. The bread that feeds 40 is the same bread that fed 1, only bigger.